This is John Marks, the editor of CopsAlive.com, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Cops Alive Audio Bulletin. Today's topic is life after law enforcement, and I'm very proud to welcome our guest. Our guest is Brian Deegan. He is a former officer with the Madison Police Department in New Jersey. Now he works as a senior vice president of a large financial services firm. He's also the owner of lifeofourtimes.com, where he is the creator of the Life of Our Times card deck, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes. He's also created two other web-oriented businesses, jobsforpolice.com and policetestsolutions.com. Brian, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you very much, John, for having me.
Well, it is my pleasure, and it has been a true pleasure talking to you and learning about what you've done with your life and how you're giving back and how you're giving back to law enforcement, and I really appreciate you being here. I think this is valuable, and I think the message here is really important for officers to learn, and that message is that you have a whole full life ahead of you. It doesn't have to center around law enforcement completely. In Cops Alive, we certainly talk about law enforcement being very toxic, and I think it's important for officers to have a balance in their lives, and you've created a way to do that for yourself, and now you're actually helping others to do that. Can you share with us your story and kind of tell us how you got to where you are today?
Sure. My story began back in the late 90s, having graduated from college, went through Morris County Police Academy in New Jersey as an alternate route candidate, which meant that I paid my own way. I got picked up by the Madison Police Department, 4.2 square mile town in northern New Jersey, great police department. At the time, about 38 police officers began my patrol work there. At the same time, I was finishing up my master's degree at Seton Hall University in the New Jersey State Police Graduate Studies Program, which is a program based on not only leadership but human resource management, particularly in law enforcement, but mainly government. They've recently expanded it to business. But finished that up, graduated from Seton Hall in 2002 with my master's. Probably late 2001, had some indication that, I didn't know if I was going to finish a long career in Madison. I started getting, I would call them hunger pangs, but I would say hunger for a little bit more, and had applied to different federal agencies and, tried to expand my horizons within law enforcement. But a lot of my motivation was taken from 1999 when I launched jobsforpolice.com, which the company sought to be a police career services company providing police job listings and test prep for both those who are in law enforcement trying to get promoted and then entry-level candidates who are trying to get into law enforcement. So did that, built that business up. Slowly, he was gaining some strength. By about 2003, started to really feel like I needed to expand my horizons beyond a small town. Had conversations with leadership there, and really, it was what it was. There was a lot of people ahead of me, and I was a very ambitious young officer, but the key thing was young, and my years of service obviously weren't there. So decided that at that point needed to start seeking outside of law enforcement, put my feelers out there. My son was born in 2003, and late 2003 decided to leave law enforcement in October, and left law enforcement to run jobs for police primarily, and then we were building several websites. And at that point, Police Test Solutions, another website that we created, which was an online e-learning website for those seeking law enforcement education and promotional exams and such, left without seeing that the day-to-day job and what my life had become disciplined from law enforcement and very structured and rigid, didn't do well right away out of the gate in a non-structured environment, which painted the way for me to get a little bored running my own company, which I did for about 4 or 5 months, decided in early 2004 to get into the financial services industry, and built up my career there right around 2007. After being promoted to vice president, the markets falling, decided that my passion of writing kind of bit me, and in that part, I just started working on a project called Life of Our Times under the umbrella of the company that I owned, right. And that launched in 2011, and it was actually a book, or I should say a reflection book based in playing cards, and that has done very, very well, been a huge success in not only the business community, but in the government sector and the educational sector, very, very successful venture. And as of today, I married to my lovely wife, Joanne, for the last 11 years. We have a 9-year-old son and a soon-to-be 5-year-old daughter, and life is very good, John.
Well, thank you for sharing. First, let me say congratulations. That's a fairly impressive resume for a fairly short 10 years, and I want to commend you. I think you're an excellent role model for other officers who maybe feel trapped in their jobs or are ambitious like you are and want to do more or want to have more or want to create more. And I remember how it was when I was young, and I must have worked, you know, 20 hours a day, and I worked off-duty jobs, and I earned an awful lot of extra money. In fact, I was getting paid more than a lot of my supervisors were because of the extra hours that I worked on overtime or extra duty jobs. And yet I spent all that money, and it was all gone. I had nothing to show for it. And looking back on my life, and I've certainly talked to other officers that feel the same way, you know, we could have done better if we'd been a little bit more focused and a little bit more intentional about what we had done with our time and with our money, et cetera. Do you have any advice about that? I'd like to kind of transition into the card deck, because it is amazingly motivational. I have it sitting here in front of me, but tell me how you feel about that idea.
Well, I think the transition through conversations, I still stay involved in the law enforcement community in more of a support role over the last, soon to be, 9 years since I left in October. And I see that. I hear that a lot, that, there is a tough adjustment. There is a tough transition. And I think that my transition was made a little bit easier by me having faith in the move I was making, which, seemed uncomfortable at the time, became a little more comfortable as I became a lot more happy. I enjoyed my time. As I said, I got the luxury to work with some very remarkable people, some people who I learned a crazy amount of life lessons from. So then, transitioning, and you mentioned the money thing, and you mentioned the tough part about, I think it comes, in law enforcement, I said it before, discipline, rigid, structured, and not everybody's like that totally, and when you buy into that, that can lead to a lot of stress when you do make a transition. So I think the key is to have a game plan. The key is to have your own journey, which, having your own journey, I talk about that a lot in the in the card decks. But having your own journey and knowing, feeling confident, because we are law enforcement officers are confident people,
mm-hmm.
and I think carry that over, and you know, you have to take that leap of faith that life will be okay outside of the walls of your job.
Yeah. Well, can we talk about the card deck for just a second? You sent
sure.
some to me, and I want to read through a couple of these because it is a regular deck of cards. However, each card has, I guess I would describe it as a thought on it that can be utilized in a whole variety of ways. I'll let you share that. But let me just, I've chosen a couple here. Let me just read this so our listeners have an idea of what we're talking about. You've got these thoughts to help people mobilize themselves and maybe, you know, take some action, maybe move forward, maybe set some direction. For example, I just pulled out the Ace of Spades. The title of that thought is Action. And the thought reads, nothing in this world gets done without action. Not someone else's action, but your action. Without action, we fail. Look for ways for your action to lead to better things for you, your family, and your organization. Increased action will lead to success. That's pretty powerful stuff. I pulled the Jack of Diamonds, and that thought is now rather than later. Take control of your life now, not later. Your journey is losing valuable time by putting off your dreams until tomorrow. Do it now, not later, and you are closer to your ideal balanced life than you think. Yes, it will require some work and some time and some patience, but remember, building something from nothing is something that begins now. That's pretty powerful stuff. Tell me a little bit more about how you've created this, and I'm betting all of these thoughts had some sort of importance in your life in the action you took.
Yeah, I think the concept of the card deck, which ultimately originally started as a concept for a book, was a reflection of, as I saw in 2007, and 2008 especially, where people mistake their money as their wealth or their job as their wealth,
mm-hmm.
or they fail to understand that it's truly their life, and they're not, you know, what we do is not who we are. What we do is who we become, and I think that's the power of the couple of cards that you read was that in life there is planning, then there is strategy, then there is action, and then execution. And really you could break everything down to those four things. And action is very important because we all have these things, like I did, running around in our heads, sounds crazy, my work type of mentality, you know, leaving law enforcement early or no longer care for it after 5, 10, 15, 20 years on the job, and we fear what the next day is going to feel like. But we have the plan in our head. The strategy is in our head. We've worked it out, maybe subconsciously, maybe on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then the action is the important thing. The action is what the steps you take to put it into motion. Executing is actually doing it and having that faith to do it.
Yeah.
But I think when those four things happen, you know, it's powerful. And, you know, everybody has a journey. Life is definitely too short. The journey doesn't have to begin and end like years back where just because you started in a law enforcement job or some other job, you have to end your career, retire, die, and, you know, in that mindset. Now, some people, that might be their calling, and you know, they never feel these things. But I would say a good portion of law enforcement officers, just like any other profession, feel at some point they might be able to do something different. But they fear the unknown.
Well, on the instructions for the deck, you talk about living the Power 50 way. and talk about dividing your year into 6 or 2 month segments, and then using these cards and the thoughts on them to allow you to put some thoughts down on paper and kind of set some strategy, as you mentioned, to kind of catapult you into action. Is that your intent here?
Yeah, I mean, dividing the year into 6, I chose 6, I think, in 2 month blocks are good reflections of the year and good sections of the year. And then, you know, be okay. Follow, you know, be okay with the idea that these thoughts are coming to your mind. Write them down. I think that was something I did early on from the time I got on the job. But even before that point, I wrote down, I kept a kind of a journal of thoughts. And that quickly evolved into what I call my one pager, which constantly changes, where I rearrange priorities in my life, and I'm okay with that. But yeah, I think that as the deck says, there is that feeling that if you divide life into smaller chunks, that it's a lot easy to manage your year, your journey, your life.
Talk to me a little more about the one pager. Is that a life plan that you're constantly updating?
Yeah, I mean, it just really falls around the life plan of, okay, this matters to me. How do I make that happen? One of the things that, you know, I feared with law enforcement was not having control over my own time.
Yeah.
And so I constantly saw that on my paper. And I was living a life where the schedule was the schedule, the needs of a community basically were ahead of my needs of, you know, being around there for, especially when my son came along,
right,
the important things in life. And, yeah, and still to this day, I don't miss anything of my children, my family, my wife. You know, that's number one in my life.
Yeah.
And then everything else is number two. So the one pager helps you prioritize, categorize. And the good thing about the card deck is that really the card deck takes care of all the things you need to think about,
right,
in life, breaks it down. And again, it all kind of funnels into the, you know, the plan, the strategy, the action, the execution. And then you just have a one pager. So what I typically, my one pager, it's evolved from actual paper to now I put it on my iPad. But
technology, just, you gotta love it.
You gotta love the technology. And so in the boxes will be the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's like a quadrant broken down.
Mm-hmm.
Plan on the top left. You know, strategy, action, execution, and then I use, you know, the 6 times a year to reflect. And then what I did in my life was after the end of every 2 months, I take a break from everything, whether it's to get away for a couple of days, you know, sometimes it's a week, you know, sometimes, you know, it's going to fun places that my family enjoys, but, and then just disconnect, get away from everything.
Hmm. And I see also on the website you talk about reshuffle the deck, which I would assume is your strategy for what you just said. You know, you reevaluate every couple of months and make sure you're on track.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if anybody doesn't reshuffle the deck from time to time, I don't know if they're being honest with themselves about where their life is going. You know, as a 20-year-old, 25, 30, 35, 40, 40-year-old, 50, beyond, if your life changes, your priorities change, and reshuffling is just looking at the deck and saying, okay, this is where my journey's going. Am I in control of my journey? Where do I want my journey to go? And then, you know, getting back to the Power 50 thing, you know, scheduling yourself, I schedule 5 things a day, 5 items a day that I take care of that take care of my journey. So it might be making an important connection. It might be meeting somebody important. It might be a phone call. It might just be a blurb or some action that I need to do and execute on. But just 5 things a day, 25 a week, everything falls into a Power 50 way.
Hmm. Well, let me read another, let me read another card. I pulled out the Ace of Hearts, which is labeled Clarity. And it reads, finding the appropriate life steps is clarity. Life steps develop and are nurtured by our belief that what we want is attainable. Clarity builds out what we must do to realize our vision and have the life that we want to build. This is powerful stuff. I mean, sure, people can say, oh, it's just words, and oh, it's a deck of cards, and oh, your one pager is just a piece of paper. But what I'm hearing, for those that connect with this, is this can be a really powerful tool to help kind of move you toward what you really want to do. And everybody has dreams. I just think a lot of us, particularly as we get older, maybe some officers have been divorced, they have kids in college, they think they're pretty well stuck, there's nothing they can do. You know, the economy is hitting everyone worldwide. And I think a lot of people feel kind of stuck in their lives. And this, to me, is a powerful mechanism, system, that can actually help people really take what they believe and put it down on paper so they can read it and believe that it's attainable, and then, you know, create a master plan, a strategy to move forward. That's why I connected with this, and I'm really thrilled that you agreed to come on and talk about it, because I think there are a lot of people out there that want to do something better or different, and they just need a mechanism. And I think they also need to hear from another cop that they can do this.
Well, I mean, I think clarity is, you know, what makes it stronger and stronger in our heads. It makes it right. You know, that the whole, we're looking for what is right in our lives. And clarity is, again, getting back to the word faith, having the faith to trust that you're going in the right direction, that because of, you know, life threw out a curveball at you, whether, you know, it's divorce, injury, you know, something family, medically, you know, a death in the family, something that is traumatic, you have the clarity to understand that really only we are in control of our own lives. You know, out there doesn't control our lives. Circumstances, we control how we react to those circumstances. Every day we make decisions. Every day we make those decisions that are important to us in our life.
Yeah. Let me read one more that I found very powerful. It's the Three of Clubs, and it says, give back for good. When you're successful with something in life, give back for good. And see it, give back for good and see what it does to that feeling of satisfaction in your life and that level of balance you feel. Giving of yourself to others to help others get ahead is a core value of a balanced life and necessary on the journey of life. You know, I hear you giving back to law enforcement. I know that you really are, you know, kind of reaching out a hand to help brothers and sisters as they need it. You sent some of these decks of cards to us. I think it's a really valuable tool. One thing I'd like to say is we have several decks of cards here. If people are listening to this and are curious about it, Brian has offered to give them away. If you send an email to us, send it to info@copsalive.com. We will choose the first 5 emails that we receive after we put up this podcast, and we will send you a free deck of Brian's Life of Our Times cards. He thinks it's important to give back for good. He walks his talk, which is what I really like about him, and we're willing to help that. So send us an email, info@copsalive.com. The first 5 will get a free deck of these Life of Our Times cards. You can learn more about those at lifeofourtimes.com. But, Brian, I'm amazed at what you've been able to do, and I think you're an outstanding role model. Obviously, you you got to a place in your life where you were comfortable and you feel that that giving is important for your balanced life. Tell us a little bit more about that and tell us about what the future holds for you.
Yeah, I think that giving back for good is a very, very important concept to me, as the deck says. But I'd be the first to tell you, it makes you feel good. I do a lot of charity type work in the northern New Jersey area, but even that's trickled nationwide as time has gone on. Looking at, I do a lot with my church and volunteer my time to different things I feel strongly about. I also encourage, both of my children are very involved in the community at such a young age, and my wife Joanne is the queen of giving herself to other things. So I think that that's very important. There's a satisfaction that comes from it. There's also the feeling of paying it forward, impacting people's lives in a positive way. And sometimes it's direct, sometimes it's indirect, sometimes we'll never know the impact we have. And I think if you live that kind of life, where if you get up in the morning to impact people's lives positively, that makes all the difference, not only in other people's lives, but in your own. As for my future, I'm quite content at the present time in the financial services industry. I have a little more work to be done here. I think from my life, I have quite a few planned stops on my journey, which are going to definitely materialize in the coming years. And I also want to throw it out there that if anybody's listening in law enforcement groups and you have conventions, you have events, I'm definitely open to giving of myself to talk to your groups and show you that a transition is possible. Not only a transition, but just to give life a little bit better of a meaning maybe in your life. I'd be more than happy to attend different events, meetings, and conventions as a speaker. I enjoy speaking to large groups, and so I'll throw that out there. Please, through John, you can get in touch with me, or I can give my contact information at some point as well.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll be happy to put that up along with this podcast. We'll have an article that goes along with it, and we can include some of that in there too. Before, I know you've got a busy schedule, I wanted to ask a couple things before you leave, and that is, it sounded like even in your transition forward, while you were still in law enforcement, I suspect, I see a trend here, which I've seen a couple of other people do, about building an internet-based business, and I wonder if you would talk about that a little bit. I will be completely transparent in the fact that Cops Alive has its roots in my desire to do two things. One, to give back to law enforcement after a friend of mine committed suicide, and I felt that that was just an absolute travesty, that officers out there shouldn't be sacrificing their lives in that way because of the toxicity of the career. I wanted to try to change that. But also, I wanted to try to show that there is another way to build a business that you could do completely on your own time at 24 hours a day, whenever you had the time. And I really believe, and I've seen some great examples of it, that an internet-based business may be perfect for a police officer, sheriff's deputy, one of their significant others, their kids, their wives, their husbands. I think that there is a tremendous power in internet business, and you've been very successful with three of them. I'd like you to maybe share, if you were willing, to talk about that a little bit more to those people out there that are thinking, maybe I could do that.
Yeah, I think that there's tremendous opportunity the internet affords with the ability to build a business without being a traditional brick and mortar. From a standpoint of startup costs, very, very minimal at best. The other thing is that I know in my life, once I built the actual websites, my wife Joanne runs the company. So, because I'm actively employed and there are conflicts of interest, and I keep a fine line between those.
Sure.
And the internet allows where I don't have to oversee a brick-and-mortar type business. It's an internet operation that ultimately, you know, Joanne can manage. So I think that there's great family benefit there. There's the ability to start from low startup costs.
Yep.
Also, you can be everywhere pretty quickly with the right broadcasting, the right search capability, mm-hmm. where you can sustain a pretty good living, you know, living on orders and whatever, you know, consulting services, whatever somebody decides to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I would tell you, I would tell anybody out there that's listening that, you know, if they're ever have any questions, but by all means, I mean, I'd be willing to talk with them and, you know, and help somebody, a brother or sister in law enforcement, make that step possible.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I just see that, you know, you've given so much. You have set an example for people. And I want to make this real clear. We're not saying that there's anything wrong with a career in law enforcement. We're not saying that you have to do something else. But I'm betting that we probably agree that there are so many cops and other professionals in law enforcement out there that crave more. And unfortunately, usually that has to do with they want to earn more. And I think what we're saying here is that you can create the life of your dreams. You can do what you choose to do. But the first step is to take some control and take some ownership of that. And then you can create a life, whether it has to do with a business or another job or another career or another direction. The bottom line is you have to take control of your life. And the Life of Our Times card deck is one way to start putting some thoughts down and give you some direction for that. Would you agree with what I just said? You think that,
yeah,
that we're not trying to bash law enforcement here, but we're saying, you know, there is more, and if you're at all interested in creating it, you can.
I think that the important thing is that you're absolutely right, John. It's not a question that, I mean, law enforcement's a calling for thousands and thousands of people, and typically from start to finish, they do go past the finish line and retire. But this is more a conversation about staging the next phase of their life, which
yeah.
a lot of officers struggle with, which is, okay, I can retire in 20, 25 years, but now what do I do? So
yeah.
oftentimes they stay longer than they would like because of the paycheck and the benefits, and not necessarily even because of that, but because they don't know what else to do. So this is a perfect conversation. The cards are really good at identifying strong points and then start to stage the next part of their life. So if an officer has 17 years in, let's say, start maybe an internet company, it's a passion that they like to do, or a consulting firm, then build it up before they retire.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they're getting ready to retire, they just assume their new life. They assume, and then they also will have a less of a difficult situation leaving law enforcement behind, and, you know, their stress level will be a lot better. All those things are positive. So I think that, you know, for the vast majority of the people who might be listening, this is majorly about staging the next area of their life, finding their passion, because life is short, and not necessarily that, you know, like I did, you know, 4 or 5 years on the job, get into something totally different. Because I think I'm in the minority there. I think that most people would serve 10, 15, 20 years or get to the point where they can retire. And then still, a young man or woman, they can transition to something else for the next phase of their life.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for, you know, not only being the spark for that concept, but being an excellent role model. And I think in many cases, it's just convincing people out there that it is possible. I think one of the biggest roadblocks is people's own belief system. And it looks to me that your Life of Our Times card deck really targets that belief system and forces them to either justify it or reevaluate it and set some action steps for where they really want to go. And that can be almost any place, but it is a matter of not allowing life to sweep you along. The career in law enforcement can definitely sweep you along like a river until 20 years has passed and you have not even noticed that you didn't do the things that you wanted to do because life keeps you busy. So I want to thank you, Brian. I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate all that you've offered to do to help. And I want to wish you all the best. I have a feeling that maybe we'll have another conversation here because I think we've just sort of touched the tip of the iceberg. But I think we've given people a lot to think about and chew on a little bit. And maybe we'll let them do that and we'll come back and do another one some other time.
I'd be more than happy. Any way that I can help out, you know, I appreciate you having me on. And, you know, to everybody out there, you know, just remember that you can build whatever it is that you want. And by all means, reach out for me. If you have any questions, anything I could do to help, I'd be honored to help you.
Great. Is there contact information you want to list on the recording? You can do that now, or I can publish it on the website as well.
Yeah, you can. What I could do, John, is offline, I could give you the contact information to put out there for me.
Great. Thanks. We will put that up for Brian on the website. Just visit copsalive.com. This will be entitled Life After Law Enforcement. Check for that. Brian, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're going to do, because I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. And I wish you and your family all the best. And thanks for sharing your time today.
Thank you, John, for having me.
All right. Thank you all to you that have been listening. This has been another edition of Cops Alive Audio Bulletin. We want to invite you to check back on the website copsalive.com frequently for new recordings, new articles. Our whole mission is to help you plan for and build a happy, successful, and healthy career, as well as a life with your family and beyond your career in law enforcement. Good luck. Stay safe. This is John Marks wishing you all the best. Until next time, take care. We'll be right back.